What's up, my beautiful girls? Are you being told that you're too independent and you need to let somebody help you? Well, exactly how dependent should we be on somebody else? Let's talk about it.
Hey, what's up, my beautiful girls? Thank you so much for watching and listening to Girl Talk with J. Marie. I'm your girl, J. Marie. And yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is going to want to listen. And today's episode, we're talking about independence and what is too much. How do we know when should we let somebody help us? First and foremost, I want to thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. And if you haven't, please hit the subscribe button. Good looks for those of you who have. I really, really, really deeply appreciate you and welcome. Because we on a journey, okay? We're going to talk about it, though. I like to start the episode with this powerful word, okay? I like to do prayer on the spot, and prayer on the spot is my prayer ministry. We lead off with this because there's a scripture and a prayer for everything under the sun. I'm just trying to tell you. In today's episode, we're talking about being too independent, but I want to refer you to the scripture because it touches on it. Oh, it touches on it good. Proverbs 31:15, of course you knew that's where I was going, but it says, "She rises while it is still night to provide food for her household and portions for her maidservants." It says she rises while it's still night to provide food and to provide portions for her maidservants. Listen, she was a hustler in the Bible, okay? She was hustling since day one. We still hustling. We still rising at night. We still working night shifts. We still getting up and going to work every single day and creating our own businesses. We still shooting podcasts. This is what we do. But when is it too much? When is it too much to get up and do all these things and be the everything to everybody and all the time? I really want to hit a couple points, and perhaps you agree, perhaps you don't, but that's why we're going to talk about it. Now, first things first, I have down that this woman was taking care of home, and that's what I loved about this scripture, because I think we take care of home, and when we take care of home, sometimes we get way too intense. We don't want nobody else to touch nothing with the home. It's our way or no way at all, and granted, I love the fact that I don't have to depend on nobody to do anything. Now, I'm mad that I don't have no dependents when I gotta claim taxes. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I also love the fact that if I want something, I don't gotta ask nobody for it. But I would love for someone to offer. Now, this is where it gets tricky with being independent. We love to be independent, but this is when it's too much. When we can't ask nobody to do a damn thing for us, to the point where, I'm gonna tell y'all what I did. I had a big old table in my kitchen. It was wood, and I was replacing it with a new table, and I didn't even ask anybody to help. Now, I could have asked a guy friend, a guy, whomever, to come and move this table. What did I do though? Mrs. I-N-D-E-P-E-E, you know the letters. I decided to pick this big table up and carry it outside by myself. Now, was it heavy? Yes. How did I get it out of the door with the corners? Why am I doing this out the house? It just at 8:00 in the morning. It just didn't make no damn sense. I didn't think about it until I saw how strong I was, first of all. Shout out to Move Your Booties. But I also was kind of like ashamed. And this is when it's too much when it comes to independence. When you start feeling like, I feel like I had some type of manpower. I said, this is too much. I'm a lady and I want to be a lady. I really just should have asked somebody, could you please come on my table? That's all. It would have been done. And I could have seen like a female and had a glass of water waiting. But no, instead, I was Superwoman / Superman. So when is it too much? It's too much when you about to hurt yourself carrying at a table, number one. And it's too much when all you have to do is ask. And it's not like I'm begging for rent money. It's not like I'm asking you to pay the light bill. I need to help moving a damn table. That's when it's too much. Okay? You need to ask somebody. One thing you can do when you realize that, like myself, that you are doing the most and you are not taking the time to let
anybody help you do anything, let alone another man, then you need to evaluate and on purpose, choose on purpose to make somebody help you with something. Do you know how many times I have to force myself to be like, okay, let me just ask somebody to help me carry this, or okay, let me just ask somebody to help me with this shooting this, because I really do need some help doing it. I will do everything under the sun to try to figure out a way to not have to ask nobody to help me. I swear, I will do what it takes. But sometimes you gotta relinquish control, and it's really a controlling problem. If you ask me, it's all about, a lot of it's about control. And I'm proud of myself. And I think a lot of us are proud of ourselves when we're independent and when we don't necessarily, we're not needy and we're not in dire need of things. But sometimes it feels good if you just know that someone would have your back. Heaven forbid we ever actually need somebody to have our back. But like, if you keep doing everything by yourself, by yourself, by yourself, nobody is, you might mess around and be by yourself. I'm just saying. And then those of us who might be in a situation where you have a significant other, or you're in a relationship or a vibe with somebody, you know, I make that up now, that you're in a vibe with somebody, I think you should talk about it. I think y'all should have a full-on discussion, especially if you like them, or, you know, it could go further. Talk to them about what they could do to let you know that they care, and they also don't want you to be doing everything. So like, for instance, just going out to eat, it's like, if I'm going with a dude and I've been talking to this guy for whatever time frame, I eventually am going to pay for the dinner or something, movie, whatever. I don't want you to have to pay every single time. Now, do I expect you to pay every time? Absolutely. I want to know that you can pay, but I don't want you to pay every single time. It's not that serious. Like, I want to treat you sometimes as well. So there has to be a discussion. Like, baby, what should I do so that you know I need your help without me having to say the words? I feel like that's a great idea too. Ask that, because people who don't want to flat out ask for help, can we get a safe word? Can we get some code so that we can ask without asking? Because that's me for sure. I'd rather walk up the street with 17 bags on my arm and have somebody be like, can I help you with that? Yeah, okay, sure. Because guess what? I ain't about to ask you. So with that being said, have that discussion before you are ever in the need and find out. So that way you're not doing too much, and that they also can feel like the man that they are. That's something I love. I love when a man is a man. I love to let the man be the man. So that's one thing we really want to keep in mind when it comes to this independence thing. Let the man be the damn man. Like, come on. Some stuff the man is supposed to do. I'm going to just tell you right now, I want you to take the damn trash out. I want the man to take out the trash. It's based on how I was raised, maybe, but I really appreciate when a man take out the trash. You take the trash out, always. And please don't let it fill up, because I don't like for the trash to be full. But anyhow, these are little things, and that's not all a man gets to do. I just thought about what I said. That's not all a man gets to do, because I've had men that love to cook in my life. Bless y'all. You know who you are. I love y'all, okay? I don't want that line to be crossed for you to think that a man can't cook. If a man want to be a man in the kitchen, ooh, you really gonna win with me. Go be a man in the kitchen. But find out whatever it is for real, y'all, that lets him feel like he's dominating too. It's like, it ain't nothing wrong with, listen, I'll submit to a certain extent for sure. I will submit freely. I wanna feel like, ooh, look at him. Ooh, I like that. I do. Because you also know as a man that we don't need to do all these things. And that's the big difference. So I feel like giving them that opportunity to be great. Be great, king. I saw a post the other day that said, a woman a king you to death until you make her mad. And I was, and then you know, you have to think about the child of God. But it's true. But it's funny as heck. But for real, let them
be the freaking man. Soul food. Y'all watch Soul Food. And you remember how she said, sometimes you just gotta let a man be a man. Whenever he was trying to find a job, and Nia Long would let him find a job on his own. Anyways, go watch the movie. Y'all should watch that movie. Y'all should have been watching that movie. So, we're going to move on because I want to get to this next point. Now, I summarize what we just talked about. We don't want to intimidate the man by being too damn independent. So, ladies, act like you need help sometime. Be the damsel in distress. Fall over and say, oh, can you help me? Figure out how to ask for help and quit being so damn prideful. We know you can do it, but let somebody else do it for you. Ask for some help. That's your message for today. Now, we're going to get into my next favorite topic, my favorite segment of the day, which is, girl, talk about it. And why is this my favorite? Because this is when I get to talk about the stuff that I had on my chest all week long and couldn't wait to come back and talk to y'all. Because there was some nonsense that went on in America this week. And we are in the Independence Day. So you would think that our birthday, we would be sitting up here acting a lot different. But since we didn't, check this out. Number one, let's start off with my girl Shakari. I be messing the name up. Richardson, my bad boo. The way that this unfolded, I'm heartbroken. So my boo, bless her whole heart, she is an Olympian. Obviously, you guys know that she is a track star, and her intention was to be a gold medalist this year in the Olympics. But what happened is they suspended her for a month because of a positive drug test for THC. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know everybody in the world has talked about this, but I have to bring it up and give my personal opinion. It was bull crap. She had just found out her mother passed away. Now, if you have ever lost somebody that you love, you know damn good and well how hard that is alone. This baby is, she young and she hurting, okay? It was weed, y'all. And they even had the nerve to say, I guess the anti-doping committee or board, when you see what it says as far as the definition, it specifically says that this substance could possibly be used to enhance performance. Weed ain't no superpower drug. So anyhow, as you can see, I didn't agree with it. I'm very sad that this woman is not going to be able to run. And all I know is she's going to be able to get her shine on soon. I did read that it's not clear whether or not she won't be able to do the 4x1. She definitely can't do the 100 meters, but she might be able to do the 4x1 according to what I read today. But there's a possibility that it's going to be nada, which it sucks times 10. But somebody said something so perfect. We don't need to see her on TV to be the fastest person in the world to know, or fastest woman in the world to know that she's the fastest woman in the world. The credentials, obviously, would be beautiful, but not the credentials, the awards would be beautiful, but we already know she's proven herself, and I hope she bounces back, and my condolences to you, boo, and your family. That makes me so sad. The other crazy thing that happened in America this week, Bill Cosby was released from prison after serving a little under 3 years out of his 3 to 10 year sentence for being a person who takes advantage of women and having sex with them. It has been one of the most hardest weeks for people who have suffered in any way and like that. Like I had something crazy happen to me earlier this week, and it just reopened up an old wound that I had closed and I've been healing from. And I have to say, obviously, my situation is not the same as theirs in that particular moment, in that particular situation. But I still remember that, like, that pain after that person said and did what they did. It just hurt me so much. And it took me back to literally the day I felt the initial pain and emotional pain that I felt when everything originally happened. And I'm like, what they did by releasing Bill Cosby, those people who were becoming survivors of sexual assault were healing somewhat because this clown was locked up. And now they let this clown out, and here we are all over again. It's the most despicable thing, and I'm sick and tired of seeing stuff like this happen. How many innocent black men are in jail for stuff that they shouldn't even be in jail for, and they let his ass out for something he is supposed to be in jail for? It's the system, and the system is trash. So I want you guys to go and look into that, because you got to know why he got released. It's an uproar. So you heard my opinion on that. There you go. Last thing we're going to talk about, and usually I try to do two things, but I got to squeeze this in because my girl Tabitha Brown, my girl Tabitha Brown had a little situation with Wendy Williams. Now, Wendy, what the hell is wrong with you? She tried to come. You know what? I know what's wrong with her. She's hurting, and Tab nailed it perfectly. She is in some pain, obviously long-term pain from all relationships that have not worked out in her life, and she getting older, and it's got to be hard. But one thing you're not going to do is speak death over another person's marriage. And that's what she tried to do when Tabitha retired her husband, who used to serve at our church as a police officer. And so I admire the fact that he is able to do that, because being a police officer obviously is one of the harder jobs. This heifer had the nerves to talk about Tab and Chance. And all I can say is the way Tab played the role of a beautiful, loving woman of God that she is. Take notes, y'all. Take notes, me included, because I don't know that I would have said that. She is something special. Wendy Williams, bless your whole heart. You need to get it together, boo. You can't just be this kind of mean all the time. Anyhow, it's time to wrap this thing up. Y'all know I want you to support black business, support black nonprofits. Google somebody and do it today. I normally give you a person, but I'm going to let you choose. Since it's Independence Day, I want to let you be independent. You get it? Okay, good. Now, make sure you follow, like, subscribe, share, and comment. I want to hear what you're doing. Are you too independent? Are you like me? Would you break your damn neck trying to carry your table out instead of asking? Or maybe you're not that independent. You're too needy, and you need to stop being so damn needy, too, and figure out how to do some stuff on your own. You know who you are. Figure that out, though. And I love you either way. And please make sure that you do not stop writing your own happy ending. You have the opportunity to do that. I'm your girl, Jay Marie. Thank you again for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Happy 4th of July. Be smart. Don't drink and drive. And be safe out there. Mwah. Love y'all.